laugh are delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the courageous men of the British 1st Airborne Division. And here on hand to see that salute is one of the most talented, beautiful, and delectable leading ladies of the stage and screen, Alabama Star Band, Miss Selena Bancroft. Thank you, Don Wilson. And man, it's an honor to be here to pay tribute to the gallant men of the British 1st Airborne Division. First on the list of contributors to send this mail call on its way to them in particular, and to all you GIs everywhere, is one of their favorite singing groups, the Pied Pipers, with a brand new ditty title, Cabo the Cat. From Bottom Street to High Beat. It's a well-known Ethel Smith and her Hammond organ, with her own arrangement that I've got given. Thank you.
didn't see ever slip. That was really Audrey Master. Our next male call guest is a young comedy performer who made such an impact on Hollywood that we're still holding our heads and running what hit us. If you fell up in arms, you know I can only be referring to Donald Payne. Well, that's all right, Donnie, but don't you have to call me Miss Banker. Call me Camilla. Oh, Camilla. Oh, Camilla, Camilla Banker. Isn't that pretty? It's an old Indian name. Well, it reminds me of blue skies, golden sunshine, and sleepy white clouds. What does it mean in Indian? Charming weather. Well, I guess it must have been those California names. But this is a thrill meeting you, Tallulah. You're really my idea of a fine actor.
Yeah, thanks.
You get so much out of every sentence, every word. Well, I even remember one time where all you said was, hmm. Yes. Yeah. Believe me, there's no ordinary hmm. What was so special about my hmm? Well, I don't know quite how to say it, but Tallulah, you've got oomph in your hmm. And after I saw what that one little hmm for conflict, I went around saying, hmm, 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 hmm. So why not? Well, when Lassie came home to me.
Well, Donnie, you didn't have to pick up anything from me. You don't have to imitate anybody. You can stand by yourself. I saw your performance in Up in Arms.
Oh, did you really see?
Yeah, you can stand by yourself.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that sound. I really enjoyed Up in Arms.
Well, it was a pretty good picture considering that we had to shoot the whole thing at night, practically.
At night?
Well, yes, I can't leave the house during the day. I'd never forgive myself if I missed an episode of Life Can Be Beautiful.
Now, don't tell me you follow those corny serials on the radio, John.
Tallulah, look, I don't drink, smoke, or dance. Uh-huh. And a man has to let himself go sometimes. Besides, I really enjoy them. Well, I like them so much, I even buy the product. You know, I've got so much soap in my house that now every time it rains, I give the whole neighborhood a bubble bath.
Well, thanks for the tip. The next day you go, you must wash out our undies together.
Yeah, I'd give anything to be in one of those daytime serials.
Well, that's a pretty easy order for mail call to fill. We do almost anything around here. Don Wilson, can you pick this guy up with a daytime serial?
Why, I'd adore it.
Oh.
But I've just been dying to set my teeth in the commercial, and Danny, you better stand by because you're a man of two parts in this here now clam bake, and Ethel Smith is going to musically set the scene.
The name is the Post of Tiny, the new dehydrated breakfast food presents Hilda Hotspur, Girl Woman. But first, a word about our product. Posty Tiny is our new department breakfast food. They're dehydrated to 1 millionth their original size. Try them tomorrow morning. Drop one in a bowl of water and run for your life. And now, back to our story. The story that asks the dramatic question, can a girl who was born in a small mining town in Colorado? And who's in your job? Hilda Hotspur.
Oh, such a dream, such a dream. Pure or brute? Which one shall I marry? Shall I marry pure, handsome, wealthy, charming, and intelligent, whom I love and marry? Or shall I marry brute, ugly, poor, stupid, and dirty? Whom I despise? The problems a girl has to face these days. Who shall I turn to with my problem? I have no mother. I have no father. And Mr. Anthony hates me. I shall have to decide soon. Come here.
Oh, most certain. It is I, dear, and your continental lover.
Where have you been?
Out loving the continent.
Tell me, darling, do you really love me?
mon chéri. Mon ami. Mon petit. Mon charmant. Mon...
Oh, stop the moaning.
Do not finish my song. Tonight I want you alone. You will sit on the sofa. I will turn the lights low. Then I will take you in my arms and hold you tighter and tighter until you are a player.
Then will you steal my kisses?
No, I'll steal your cigarette.
Oh, mon chéri. Oh, darling, that must be good. Oh, you must hide quickly. Get behind that curtain.
Pierre hides from no man.
But, darling... darling, Butch is 64, 250 pounds, and he'll kill you on sight. What do you say to that?
How do I look behind the curtain?
But, darling...
Shut up.
Hey, Bud, come over here. I love you, see? But that's the way we treat James and Brooklyn.
I'm a John fan.
Put some feet over there under that curtain.
But, darling, there might be under that curtain.
Oh, for a minute I thought there was someone in the room.
Hey, wait a minute. Whose feet are those sticking out from under your dress?
Oh, darling, but those are my feet, too.
What a thing. 4 feet and they're all mine.
Never mind the curtain. What do you want to do tonight, darling? Or do you want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
Do you want to go dancing?
Yeah.
Do you want to go riding, darling?
No.
Well, what do you want to do, darling?
Let's go down and tell her to shoot some rats.
Oh, darling, you always want to shoot something.
Oh, I'm a crack shot, see? Now watch, look. I'll hit that curtain right over there.
What happened? The foot pushed the curtain? Or did Pierre get it right in the locker? Tune in tomorrow for the next episode of Still the Hot Kiss, Still Idiot.
That was swell. I can hardly wait for the next one.
Danny, I've had enough.
Oh, I've had enough. I'll sit this one out. That's my line.
I know. We did it in rehearsal, and we're going to stick to it.
Enough of this. I'll sit this one out, Kay.
Okay, I've had enough of this. I'll sit this one out, too.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll carry on alone.
The makers of Pepsi Reducing Pills present an older mugwump. Your old grandfather.
But first, a word about our product, Pepto Reducing Pills.
Ladies, are you troubled by unsightly bulges? Do you go in where you should come out and you come out where you should come in? Lumpy old things, aren't you?
But now, back from an urban mugwump. As you recall, our heroine was about to marry Sylvester Sloop, whose father went to jail on a false charge of robbery, only to have a sentence cut in half when the judge found out it was really murder. Meanwhile, old man Hawkins has been attempting to get poor widow Jones to invest her life savings in his mad scheme for reclaiming used milk bottle tops. He has reckoned that our Charles, old reliable Charles, is doing from Pucktown to prevent Nick, old reliable Nick, from telling Carolyn, old reliable Carolyn, to stop milking the cow which had grown too old to be relied on. But what is this to do with Minerva Mugwump? Or Sylvester Creek? Or Old Man Hawkins? Or the milk bottles? Or Pottstown? Or Pasto Reducing Pills? These seemingly unrelated facts are all part of a gigantic plot to kidnap Boulder Van. As our scene opens, Minerva is sitting in the parlor, knitting a staircase for her stepmother. Let's listen.
Oh, dear. I thought Father had been drinking. All I have is two little rum sandwiches. That's all. Two little rum sandwiches.
Two little rum
sandwiches? You'd be surprised how powerful they are when you dissolve them in a quart of scotch.
Get him, Fido.
I say, do you like these blue shorts I'm wearing? As I told the police now, Francis, come in here. Sure, what the devil has been happening in the place? I don't know what the rule is, and I'll be looking at these pictures. I'll find out where it's going. Here. Well, by Jove, this man won't pay his rent.
And I won't pay the rent for the central landlord.
Oh, sure, who has the rent money?
Ah!
I haven't, Father. Oh, well, I don't. Who's Carol's? Yes.
I don't know where I am.
Sure, who asked you? Well, that's all they talk about. But, Father, oh, Father,
yes.
Yes. Get him out. What is going to sign the time in the month? Give me that. Okay, you. I'll hit him with the baby. With the baby? Not with the baby, baby.
Now, as we take our leave of these gentle, everyday people, we are reminded once again that life can be beautiful.
Thank you, Johnny Kay. I never thought you'd make it. And don't go away, Johnny. We want some more of you later. Now, let's see. Who's next?
I am, Camille.
Ah, Hamid. George Beard. You know, I like that name, Georgia. I'm from the South, too.
Oh, are you? Where about?
Alabama.
Well,
shut my mouth and hope to kick a bird if I ain't.
Hey, you're from Alabama, all right.
Well, Georgia, there's no use for talking here. We used to be singing. How's about it?
Well, sure, Camille. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's God gave me, but not to me. Oh,
Thank you, George, you did. You know, men, ever since the success of Danny Kaye's picture Up in Arms, we've had hundreds of requests for him to repeat his famous melody in 4S. Danny, what about it?
Well, Zalula, I sure appreciate the fellows writing into melody in 4S, but without television, the song sounds like Mrs. Kaye's little boy just blew his top. So instead, I'd like to enter an old favorite of mine called Minnie the Moose.
Oh, that's sure, Danny. Can we join in on all the answers?
Oh, by all means, everybody join in. You and Georgia, the band, the audience here, and particularly the audience overseas. Everybody, I will just conduct you, and as I beckon, you unleash your golden throat. All right, Major, shall we start the dirty work?
It's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie coocher. She was the roughest and the toughest player, but Minnie had a heart as big as a well. Hardy, hardy, hardy. Thank you.
I'd like to ask you all to join with me in paying tribute to as gallant a crew of men as ever fought and bled and died. I refer to the men of the 1st British Airborne Division, who attempting to outflank the Richard Line, battled so furiously for 8 full days at Arnhem, Holland. Of the 8,000 men flown in, only 2,000 were able to withdraw. Now, soldiers don't go in for flag waving of any sort, I know that. All the hue and cry and compliments of what a great job they've done. I've been just so many empty words. Theirs is a life of action, fighting, and death. And here, high-sounding phrases just don't belong. But I do know this, and I'm sure you men will agree with me. In the years to come, when any man comes up and says to you, "I fought with the British Airborne Force at Arnhem," take off your hat to him, shake his hand, and buy him a drink. For this proves the stuff of which Britain's greatness is made. Good night, and God bless you all.
The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Tallulah Bankhead, Danny Kaye, Georgia Gibbs, Ethel Smith, the Pied Pipers, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.